Greetings. This is Evan Swenson. Welcome to Alaska Outdoors.
From reading books and writing reports as part of his school studies, John Rosedale got the idea he wanted to come to Alaska. As John talked about Alaska, his father, Miles, conceived an idea for a father-son fishing outing. Miles' business schedule demanded him to fly monthly from his home in Arcadia, California, to Oregon. These trips accomplished two things that brought about an Alaska fishing excursion. First, it built up Miles on his frequent flyer program, which resulted in two free tickets to Alaska. Next, while on the airline, he read articles and advertisements in magazines, which gave him enough information to begin a search for a place to go. He sought a lodge which would be comfortable with a youngster in camp and would assist him and John in having a good time, considering their limited ability as fishermen, and one that met his budget requirements. As Miles put it, one that talked the most knowledgeable about fishing and not just bragging about the lodge. After a time of reading, letter writing, and telephoning, father and son found the place they were looking for. They found one that seemed to know Alaska and appeared very knowledgeably about fish and fishing in the lodge's area. Reservations were made. Through careful planning and a little luck, all arrangements made by their travel agency were correct. Their flights were on time. They were recognized and greeted by lodge personnel when they stepped off the plane. Their luggage arrived with them, and the lodge itself was as they imagined it would be. Once in camp, it took little time for the city to slip off, wilderness to slip on, cares of business and school to go away, and fishing to begin. They backtrolled Glory Hole and drifted Slough Hole for kings, had sockeye doubles on most of the time in the lower one-third of the fish and game hole, lost the biggest fish of the trip in Cook's Hole, learned fly fishing at Mosquito Point, got skunked in Aquarium Hole, and had their best day at Tin Shack Hole. John landed his first fish in Alaska and his first salmon on a fly rod while fishing just off Mosquito Point. He was assisted by fellow fisherman Grant Petherick from Hastings, New Zealand. His father recorded the event with the camera to show Mom back home and for the benefit of any of John's doubting school friends. Father and son agreed that their first trip to Alaska was one in a row of many yet to come.
When you go outdoors, take a young person with you and teach them by your example what it means to be a sportsman. Behind the wheel or in the boat or on the road or in the lake, take the high trail and practice ethics of fair chase. Goodbye and good luck. May God bless you in the land of the midnight sun, and may your days be happy and long in Alaska's outdoors.